Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
And thank God it is Friday. We got a long weekend coming up. We're getting ready for it.
Thank
a lot
God.
More NBA playoff games as well to enjoy. And we had some games last night. And the Lake Show looks like it is back
to being
the Lake Show as Anthony Davis found the paint.
We're good. We're straight.
Which is nice.
We're good. You know, gentlemen, sweet. We're straight, right?
Is this what you're feeling right now? Are
you
calling gentlemen sweet for the Lakers?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah,
gentlemen
sweet. Yeah.
This thing's over in five.
Yeah.
You go back to Phoenix.
We go back to Phoenix. Not this go-round, but then again.
Yeah.
We
game five.
Clean it up and come back.
Shut it down and then get ready for round two.
Yeah, who would be two?
Your matchup would be the wouldn't it be
It
the
won't be
Denver?
The Clippers because they dodged us.
Right. It would be the Denver-Portland, which that looks like
that's
heading in a different direction now all of a sudden, too, as Denver also wins last night 120-115. The Lakers win 109-95 in a big game, from Anthony Davis, 34 points, 11 rebounds. LeBron with 21-9. The two of them in the pick and roll were unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
And then Milwaukee, they're up 3-0 on the Heat. 113-84 was the win in that first game in Miami with actually a crowd there. And it was not even a moment for the Heat fans to enjoy. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guys join us on the Goodyear Hotline. But we have Keyshawn,
J. Will, and Zubin.
So it's Alan Hahn in for Zubin, as it's been. And we welcome Monica McNutt in for Jay
guys.
This morning. Monica?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you feeling about waking up at, you know, like, what was it this morning for you? What was your wake up?
3:35.
Yeah. Well, she can handle that. She can handle that.
You know, I'm young.
Well,
this is
job one
and
of how many today for you?
It's the season. Right, it is.
How many appearances?
I'm very grateful for all of my jobs. Whoever the boss is, if you're listening, I'll take more. Yes, thank you.
And this is her first start on KJZ because one of our stars decided to load manage. So we're gonna make sure that he gets his rest because we need him down the home stretch as we get ready the spring book ends. We need him toward the spring book and ending. The home stretch.
Keep
so
the
Jay Will is
up.
Jay Will is relaxing as the ratings continue to climb.
Shout out to Jay Will. We are not going to bash load management.
Man, we ain't. I'm just saying.
Listen.
Balance
and wellness.
I just feel bad for our listeners and our viewers on ESPN2 and our listeners on the radio that will not get an opportunity as they woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Maybe today was the only day they could tune in.
And
they
Jay's
wanted
not
to hear
here.
Jay, and
that's
unfortunately, he's not here.
I'm not going to take that as a dig at me. I hope that I put a smile on your face, E2 viewers.
No, it's not a dig at you.
I get it.
But they tuned in to see Jay, and then they got to the stadium, and they go, oh, Jay's not there.
Surprise.
Let me stop, because he's going to get mad and text me.
Don't talk about Jay. Jay, I'm going to hold you down. Don't worry about it.
We love Jay. He's going to be on NBA NBA Countdown all weekend. And, of course, you know, that's a lot to do and
Jay.
A lot of games and a lot of coverage. And, of course, we need him there as well. But we're happy to have Monica. Monica here with us to brighten our day and get us ready for a holiday weekend. And we've got big plans this weekend. You got to eventually take a break, don't you? You work all the time.
One of my best friends is getting married in Mexico, June 17th through 21st. I'm off the grid. So right now we go.
So you're just working now.
Let's go.
Getting yourself ready for that.
There we go.
Key?
Yeah.
We're going bougie?
Yeah, I'm going up to the Hamptons. I'm taking
How fast are you into board shorts when the show's over?
I almost wore my board shorts and T-shirt this morning. I was like, see, they not really ready for this. I'll spook the, you know what I'm saying? Like, the people in charge, they'll look up and be like, what is he wearing? Because they had a problem when I wore hoodies for a minute. Then they realize, well, yeah, we got to just let him go.
He's one of those guys. Once we get to summer, considering the beautiful view we have
it's
outside
gorgeous.
Oh, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Shouldn't we bring the studio, like, shouldn't we do the show outside? It'll be warm enough. It's the backdrop will be incredible.
Ooh.
Then you can wear board shorts, maybe even sandals.
Are you a sandals guy?
Yeah, barbecue. Get them right though.
He's
like, why are you on the grill with your sandals? Are you that guy?
All that.
Okay.
I literally, Monica, that's my wardrobe.
Okay.
My kids.
Give
if
me
you
West
saw
Coast.
My closet, people make fun of me because I don't really. It's like t-shirts and shorts and it's how I got here. That's it. I never just normal, casual,
minimal
beach bum.
Yeah, minimalist.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, very beach bum.
It.
That's just me,
comfort
though.
Above all.
But I'm in it right now. As soon as I leave, I'm gone.
Absolutely.
Cocktails all weekend. That's it. I mean, I'm done. We'll be no more. So Monday will be my last alcohol beverage intake until my birthday in July.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what I'm doing. I don't. I mean, I'm done. I'm giving right. my.
So like everybody, the weekend you're looking forward to, we've all worked hard through a winter, through a spring, and
you,
getting through what we're seeing, the pandemic. And you're seeing crowds, more and more crowds in buildings
crowds.
Everywhere as well.
Really
Lakers,
crowded
Lakers
out
had
here.
More people at Staples, which for LeBron and AD.
7,500, right?
Yeah, and they were quite happy about that. And let's get to Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. As I mentioned, the Lakers 109-95. They go up 2-1 in their series now after dropping game one. And a lot of concerns after game one because Anthony Davis looked like he was a little tentative and hesitant. But he was in the paint, and he was in the paint a ton in this game. He and LeBron, as I mentioned earlier, ran a ton of pick and roll, and the Suns had no answer for it. Devin Booker gets tossed late in this game as well. But let's first talk about Anthony Davis and how aggressive he has played now these last two games after he only scored 13 points in game one.
Coming out aggressive, and it gets the team going. It gets everybody going. We're making shots. We're playing on both ends of the floor. But it starts with me and my aggressiveness coming out. I told y'all after game one, you know, that was on me, and I just try to make an effort to make sure I don't have one of those performances again.
And he didn't. And again, he and LeBron as a tandem look unstoppable.
No
when
question.
They are playing this way, downhill, as they say.
Early on, I was getting a little disappointed early on because even though he knocked down some jumpers, you know, in the elbow, I still was like, come on, man, get your butt down low. But eventually in the third quarter, it changed for him, and he really became more and more aggressive in the second half. And I guess that's just he needs to stick his toe in the water, like I said before, and engage the temperature before he decides to fall all the way in.
Monica, is there a better duo in the West than those two?
Ooh, better duo in the West than those two.
Like when they're playing like this, they almost look unstoppable.
Yeah. No. I mean, yeah, no. Not duo in the way that these two guys.
PG and Kawhi would be the closest thing, and they are facing 0-3 if they lose tonight.
That's kind of been an empty promise for a couple years now.
Mm-hmm.
I love the quote. Doc Rivers is like, Ty Lue sat next to me on the bench. I don't know what the difference is.
Did he say that again?
Yeah. Not again. No, I didn't hear it again, but he said that.
Oh, yeah, no, he said
he
it. He said it last year when he got when he got fired. I mean, I thought he said it again.
Team.
I was like, damn, he doubled down?
No, but I mean, that was just so spot on. You know, now this team has come into fruition in terms of what we expected them to be. It was a little, you know, they fell to seven, blah, 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 look kind of crazy against the Warriors.
That was a fake seven, though.
Yeah, but I think there is something to be said for continuity.
Yeah.
But I do think with this team, it's going to take them less time than the average to get that continuity back, and we're seeing that. So, yeah.
Maybe they need the adversity, too. And speaking of which, Devin Booker, who had a fantastic first game, actually had a pretty good series. He has not played well. 6 of 19 last night in the game, and he was thrown out late in the game on a play that is pretty dirty.
I was just thinking to myself, he's in L.A.
We did discuss how will he play once he gets to L.A. and we all kind of wink at that one. But Booker, not a good game, and then a flagrant on Dennis Schroeder late in the game where he shoves Schroeder as Schroeder's in the air, two hand shove like that. That is a dirty play, and surprising that Booker would do it, but maybe showing some frustration. The Lakers weren't happy about it. Then Jay Crowder starts barking it up at Schroeder and some of the Laker players, and he gets tossed as well. But AD had this to say about the Booker ejection off of that, which, again, dangerous play.
Can't happen. Can't do that. I mean, they've been chirping as playoff basketball, but you don't push a guy out the air like that, two hands. It's a dirty play. Dennis could have really got hurt right there. You know, we keep it in between the lines. And I know Monty, you know, he's not that type of coach. I mean, he's probably going to say something to him, but you know, that just can't happen. You know, hard fouls, things like that, playoff basketball, we accept those. But, you know, just to blatantly push a guy, you know, with two hands out the air, it's a scary play. You know, good thing he's okay, but plays like that, you know, is unacceptable.
So that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Remember, Booker, Kentucky, AD, Kentucky. But Schroeder's a guy that can get under your skin, though. He does chirp. Both sides were chirping. And that play, though, was one that if you're Devin Booker, you've got to apologize.
No, you do. But hopefully this is a one-time incident throughout his career, because if he continues with those acts, knowing how dangerous it can be, he could be deemed as a dirty player going forward. And that's something clearly he does not want on his resume.
Well, also, they can't afford to lose him. You do something like that, you can get suspended.
That part. And there's going to be more of this to come. You know what I mean? In terms of this series, it looks like the Lakers are – there's a reason they were favored as a 7-2. Yeah. So he's got to get his temperature under control. That's not acceptable, just from a respect point. No.
Yeah, but you can see the frustration part of it. Bottom line, it is funny that you brought up that, though, is how well Booker played in Phoenix. He comes to L.A., and maybe there's a distraction.
I'm just saying, they, you know, TV cameras. Yeah.
Attention.
Jenner's and
defense.
Stuff.
Maybe
he didn't have his legs.
You know? Oh, wow. Wow. Good morning. Legs,
is there a Kendall running around the stadium?
Saying, Monica,
are they together right now? No, they're not together right now. Listen, the internet put up a starting five in correlation to her, and they are all look very similar, and you'd have a great – you'd had every position. Every position in your starting five of light-skinned dudes.
Yeah, I have seen it.
Light-skinned dudes.
Of course.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. We can have this conversation off the air.
Okay, all right.
There's another NBA star who's in control of his series, and we'll tell you who that is next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and ESPN2.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Michael is in Queens. Michael, what's up, man?
And as far as Key goes and the diva, Key, you're so diva, it's more like Kiva should be your new name.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
JZ, ESPN Radio, Alan Hahn, Monica McNutt in with Keyshawn this morning. We welcome Monica to the show once again.
Nice route.
As Monica, you see a lot on SportsCenter. In fact, this morning,
we'll see you on SportsCenter this morning.
Mm-hmm. ESPN basketball analyst, NBA, WNBA, college basketball. If it's basketball, Monica talks about it.
Accurate, yeah,
right.
Like, it's great.
Doesn't matter. And also, by the way, star at Georgetown. In fact, at Georgetown, I think it's Patrick Ewing.
Oh my God! Don't do this.
Alonzo Mourning, Dikembe Mutombo, John Thompson, Monica McNutt. Is that really? I mean, am I? Or maybe do we move you ahead of like Dikembe?
Well, first you got to flip all that and put John Thompson at the top. Duh. Like,
yeah,
that's
put
our guy.
Him at the top.
You got to put him at the top. Yeah, rest in peace,
I get
Big
a
John.
Duh for that, right? It's a Patrick
and then
Ewing.
You miss
I'm
AI.
Sorry.
You're right. You miss AI. Sorry. How you miss AI in the list?
Monica McNutt. Allen Iverson.
Okay, but you
got to go on campus to understand how big she is at Georgetown.
You are not about to have my Hoya Faithful like, girl, you tripping.
Well,
no.
Telling me in the green room.
I don't lie.
That when is the number getting retired? Like,
not only that. Not only that, Allen. Before her, I didn't hear Georgetown women's basketball, and after her,
fair.
Zero.
That is true. The program was at its best. When you were there just drilling threes.
I'm not going to debate with you on that one.
Wow.
We have kind of petered off a little bit. That's okay. We're getting back to it. It's okay. It's coming back.
Right. If we did a Market Madness in D.C., where would Monica be in the top four? Like when we do Market Madness, which of course we go to 16 markets throughout the country, and we had our experts tell us who the top three people were in each market.
Uh-huh.
Like if there was one table left in the restaurant,
uh-huh,
who gets it? Right? So that's what we were doing. And if it's D.C., Monica McNutt, what'd you say?
I feel like I'm being hazed.
Like we got no. Alex Ovechkin.
No,
John Thompson.
Right? Like
you're saying
the list we got from D.C., though, we got Alex Ovechkin was on that
list.
The list
we
right?
got from D.C., Alex
right?
on the list.
And it was it Chase Young?
We
Max
love
Scherzer.
Chase.
Max Scherzer,
Scherzer
okay. as well.
Max Scherzer.
But if
was
we
on
opened
this.
It to four, where would Monica be? Would Monica be fourth on that list?
Am I sweating? Because y'all are embarrassing me.
I just want to know.
Okay, no, not sweating yet. All right, let's move
but
on.
But you're
come
a rising
on.
Star here at ESPN. We
thank
love
you.
Having
I'm
you.
I'm having
this
a blast, so Han. You know you're my guy.
A
Keith,
rising
we're becoming
star.
Friends.
She is a rising star. No?
Well, she's a star. She's already there.
Ooh,
I don't.
Thank you.
I think she can go higher. That's why it's rising.
Hey, this is embarrassing. Can we get
well,
to
we need
stuff
to get to
now?
Know you. We want the people. This is you're new to this show.
Okay.
So we just want the people listening
your
in
first
cars
start.
All around the country.
My
no
first
pressure.
Start.
This
there
is your
go.
First start.
All right, you nailed
show.
It. Hoops analyst. Right. Love that's you know, basketball's my favorite sport.
Very
like
comfortable
the way to dribble
in
up
JC.
Down the court.
Did you notice that by the way?
It's,
already
it's
just
great.
Kinda making,
very,
making
like,
herself at home.
Yeah, it looks better to me.
Don't do that. Love you, Jay.
You know, just saying. I'm just saying, low management.
And
balance and wellness.
Speaking of market madness, we're into the one-name wonders region.
Okay.
And that's where we have Giannis and T.Y. Hilton. So that's what we've got going on right now. At KeyJNZ, you can
this is
vote.
A layup. Should be, right?
Is it? So Baker Mayfield beat Von Miller. I don't think that was a big surprise.
No, that was a layup
right, in the
as
orange
well.
Crush.
A few
so it'll
years
be,
late.
So
yeah.
We've got right now in the quarterfinals LeBron James and Larry Fitzgerald. How's that going to go for Fitzy?
I mean, Fitzy pulled it off on Coach K. So.
And then we have DeGrom versus Baker. Hmm. That's going to be very interesting because Baker's huge in Cleveland, big NFL, and then there's DeGrom, who's the big New York star. So you've got that. So let's see how that goes. Market Madness brought to you by Indeed Hiring. Start finding the right people right away. Visit Indeed.com/credit. So again, today's on at KeyJNZ, you can vote Giannis versus T.Y. Hilton. And speaking of Giannis, so the Bucks, kind of avenging what happened last year in the bubble, they are destroying the Heat. I mean, they really are
it's
now.
Bad.
They blow them out last night at home, and the Heat had a crowd. Like, you would think, all right, Miami, not great. Although game one was a competitive game. Game two was not. The series moves to Miami. You've got a crowd. Ride that momentum. Try to, you know, make this thing a series. And
but it was never close.
Oh,
it never.
God, no.
And so when it's not that close, they couldn't ever get to it. And they just kept pulling away slowly. You know, they probably made a little dent in it. But then all of a sudden, Milwaukee just comes and just rolls it up again. It was just like they're overmatched.
Very much so.
Yeah,
and it's so surprising. I picked Milwaukee to get out of the series, but I thought it would take seven games. I thought this would be an absolute slugfest. But the way that the Bucks, Drew Holiday has been the cheat code for them. Like, I was looking at it the other day. It feels like Chris Middleton has been more productive. The stats don't necessarily bear it out, but it seems like it's coming to him easier. It's coming to Giannis easier because Drew Holiday puts everybody in the right place. And the Heat just have nothing. Like, they have nothing.
Yeah. I see it as a problem because Milwaukee has three guys.
Now they do.
No, they have three.
Now
they have
do.
Three
yeah.
where Miami, I think, based on last year.
You thought they had
make,
three.
You thought people, oh, Tyler Hero and this and that was really only Jimmy Butler.
And
right?
Bam.
And Bam.
Yeah.
But
Bam
it's
out of the
like,
bayou.
And that's really it. That's really all that they have.
Well, but a good supporting cast. Again, you know, Duncan Robinson's a great three-point shooter. That was a key element. But you're right. Tyler Hero and what he was doing,
yeah,
Goran Dragic.
It was exciting.
They finished the season strong. You thought, okay, here they come, right? You thought so. And then the Bucks could have avoided them. They didn't. They went and won that game on Saturday night. They wanted them. They got them. And now they're up 3-0. And so we talk about what's the difference between this year and last year when they lost to him in the bubble. And you mentioned how they have a three now. And P.J. Carlesimo, who was called the game last night at ESPN Radio, he said it's basically the addition of Drew Holiday.
Yeah.
Forbes and Bobby Portis, they're 3-4 or 4-5 in the 3-4 in the NBA in 3-point shooting. Really productive, excellent job by John Horst. They really did a good job tweaking this roster. The record didn't show it, but this is a much better team for the playoffs.
Drew Holiday, a big part of that. He has 27 assists, by the way, over the last two games. But he mentioned Bryn Forbes also. 9 of 19 from three so far in the series. That's 47%. And he's made the fourth most threes so far of any player in the NBA playoffs.
He is a splash stepbrother, in case
splash
you didn't
stepbrother.
Know. Splash stepbrother.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. But obviously a huge difference maker for them. So how much do we believe in the Bucks? What we're seeing here? Because that was the team that everybody, including myself, said if there's a team that's going to be out early, like second round out, like it's the Bucks.
Who do
they're
going to
be that team
who
that
do
lets
they
you
draw
down?
To?
Would be Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be out.
They would get Brooklyn next?
Wouldn't they?
The brackets always mess me up. I thought they would get Brooklyn in the
Yeah, they would get Brooklyn next, I
they
thought.
They can't.
Because the Sixers have the easier path, as they say.
If they get Brooklyn next, it's a wrap.
That's a little tricky.
It's fun. It's cute, but they won't get out of past Brooklyn.
Yeah, but still, it's a good, at least, answer so far to what happened last year. The Bucks look to get in the zone and close out the series tomorrow. Get in the zone, brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Key, what's Cam? How do you say Cam backwards? Monica, how do you say Cam backwards?
Mac.
Yes, right. So the Patriots going backwards by starting Mac in week one.
Not doing it.
You ever read?
That was creative.
Oh, did you tee it up? I do have a read.
I was waiting to see if it was ready for you. Okay, that's after Key has this from Straight Talk.
It's time for some Straight Talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like a walk-off home run in the ninth inning? Okay, maybe not that damn good, but pretty darn good with Straight Talk. You can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $25 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys. No contract at all on America's best networks. Why pay more when you can pay half? Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
With the 15th pick, the six-time world champion New England Patriots select Mac Jones.
It's not really where you get picked, it's what you do with the opportunity.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Baez bounces one to third, picked by Gonzalez. The long toss, it pulls the man off the bag. And Baez trying to stay in a rundown long enough. And now sliding in the plate is safe. I don't believe this. The Cubs just got a run on an amazing play by Javier Baez. Baez is going to go to second base now as the throw gets away. He slides at second. He's safe. The ball bounces away again. The Cubs have scored an unbelievable run on a play by Baez.
That was the radio call on Cubs Radio Network, but you had to see it to believe it. The Cubs beat the Pirates 5-3, but that's not really the story. The story was what you just heard there. Javier Baez, basically a routine grounder to third, and Eric Gonzalez threw it to first. Will Craig, but the throw pulled him off the bag. So after about 40 seconds of fancy footwork from Baez, Wilson Contreras rounded third and came home. Baez then took off for first. Another error allowed Baez to race to second at any point in time. If the ball goes to first, but Baez does, the out is recorded. The run doesn't count, so all you had to do was just tag first. But that didn't happen. Tim Kirkchin on SportsCenter called this the stupidest play he has seen in 41 years of covering baseball. Yeah, that's why you got to see it. The Pirates are 1-9 in their last 10, while the Rockies are just a game ahead of the D-backs for last place in the NL West. The two meet for three games starting tonight in Pittsburgh. This is MLB Weekend Preview, and it's brought to you by Credit Karma. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning Instant Karma. Credit Karma money. Progress starts here. The Lakers, they win Game 3 over the Suns, 109-95. Lakers take a 2-1 series lead, their first playoff win at the Staples Center since Game 3 of the 2012 Western Conference Semis. Remember, they played in the bubble last year. The Bucks win 113-84 over the Heat. They take a commanding 3-0 series lead. Teams lead 3-0 in a best-of-seven series in the NBA, 140-0 all time. 87 of the previous 140 went on to complete the sweep. Not good news for the Heat. SportsCenter brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out. Every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs. It takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear. More driven. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Monica McNutt in. Keyshawn here with us as well, getting you ready for the weekend. And as I mentioned on that play,
that was one...
You had to see to believe.
Don't look at me.
Yes, you are always here and you're always on.
Always on.
He's always
That's
on.
That's why you're the first name on the
marquee. But guys, that play, like just that play.
Just tag first.
You had to see it to believe it.
You got to put the bloopers music under it.
Yeah, that was one. But just, Monica, the whole idea of the first baseman getting the ball.
Yeah.
Baez deciding, I'm going to run back home, which you can't do. Where are you going? You're not. What are you going to pick up your bat?
Listen,
like you can't go
it's
back.
Just
there.
Not checkers.
Well, actually, no.
Just
he
not
could
checkers.
Go back. He could go back.
You can't. No, no. You
no,
you can.
He can
There's
go
nowhere
back.
To
he
go.
Went back.
No, he can go back. And I wonder if he can go toward third if he decided to.
You cannot do that.
Straight
if he just go like this and go back around. But the crazy thing is the sure panic that set in with the first baseman. All you had to do is realize, let me go and tag first base. We're good. But he didn't do it. He panicked.
You can't just – like him running back is one thing, but the first baseman going, I'm going to chase you to tag. You don't have to tag him. Just
tag.
I got the base. I'll see you later. But he doesn't do that, and now this turns into a complete debacle.
But you realize that by him doing that, retracing back to home, it made the first baseman panic. And he lost his train of thought.
Completely.
And at that point, it was just like, what is going on?
You got to love Kirkchin calling it the stupidest play. Kirkchin's covered the league for 40 years, and he's like, this is the dumbest play I've ever seen in my life. Like that's that is certainly that. All right, we get into some NFL here with Mike. Mike Reese, our ESPN Patriots reporter, joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. The Mike, I saw your report yesterday regarding the quarterback situation with the Patriots, and what I enjoyed most was that Keyshawn could not yesterday on – NFL Live cut you off while you were doing it. That was the best part. Because the last thing he wants to hear is Mac Jones is they're gearing him up to compete for the starting job.
Really?
But that's a real thing. I mean, I know you don't dabble in hyperbole, right, Mike? Like, so explain to us really what the Patriots thinking is between Cam and Mac and week one.
Yeah, well, Alan, Keyshawn, Monica, great to be with you. And Key, I just want you to know, every time I'm standing out in front of Gillette Stadium at like 8 in the morning, I think of you.
Yeah.
Because you always say, that's my spot, right? So here's the breakdown. What they're doing now is teaching everyone the system. This is spring practices. Because they say the true competition starts in training camp, right? So they want to try to get everyone on the level ground where we've taught you up in the system, starting from the same point, and then when we get back in late July for training camp, we can actually compete. And there was one thing that stood out to me just yesterday watching, and they're in shorts and T-shirts, there's no pads, it's not real football, right? But they have four quarterbacks, and they split them at one point on each side of the field. And Cam went to one side of the field with Mac, and the other side of the field, it was the other two guys, Brian Hoyer and Jarrett Stidham. And so it looked to me like you're almost foreshadowing this competition which is ahead.
Yeah, I get it, but it's OTA, so I don't really dive into it too much. I remember last year, Reese, when they talked about Cam being in competition with Jared Stenham, and in the end, a week later, Cam was at the top of the depth chart. If, in fact, this is a true competition, when do you anticipate Mac Jones becoming the starter?
Well, Key, I want to go back to that because you are right, and I would just say this on going back to Stidham and Cam. I think Cam just sort of took over after the first week, which you had forecasted. So I got to give you all the credit for that. He just beat him fast. It was like a knockout in that situation. For this one, I don't think there's like a time frame that you look at and say, okay, after Tom Brady comes in week four, if the Patriots are, you know, 2-2, maybe they make the switch. Like, I truly believe that's not the way Bill Belichick or the offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels are thinking. I truly believe they're going to go into camp and just see, like, who gives us the best chance to win right now? And I believe that they feel like Cam is making progress and is benefiting from what he didn't have last year, an off-season with the team in the system. So he... like, from my view, Key, watching yesterday, like, Cam looked more decisive. Mm-hmm. Like, there was actually a play, they're just running through it, and a running back didn't make the right read and sort of hung Cam out to dry on a play, and Cam was right on it. And I looked at that, and I said, that was different to me than last year. Like, Cam knew what to do, but the running back didn't. So I think right now Cam's in control, as you would probably agree, but it's how fast Mac can get to where they want to be in terms of that traditional passing offense, and that's truly to be determined.
Hmm. All right, Mike, all that in mind, for me then it begs the question, what does this organization see for Cam in terms of a long-term future? Like, I get it, we're going to have a competition between these two, but when you look at experience, accolades, sort ability, I guess the question becomes fit in that system. It seems like Cam has a little bit more upside to me.
So, Monica, I would say the long-term is 2021. For Cam. He's on the one-year contract, and Bill Belichick loves Cam. He said yesterday that Cam has been nothing but professional, and you know, he's been in the voluntary offseason program from day one. He has bought in. And so Bill is invested in Cam for this year. But the bottom line is when they draft someone 15th overall in Mac Jones, it's telling us they want to get back to the offense that they ran with Tom Brady as much as they can, knowing that you'll never duplicate Tom. But Mac is just a different quarterback than Cam. And so I would just say, for now, they're happy to have Cam and to ride with him until they can get Mac ready to take over, because you just don't draft someone 15th with the idea that he's not going to eventually be your guy.
Talking with Mike Reese, a little Patriots this morning, and we see all the highlights. I was watching on ESPN2, and we've been talking about this week, and it's a thing that I know we see a lot of OTAs with rookies, but I want you to explain for those who don't know why, when they're seeing it, Mac Jones is wearing a linebacker number 50.
Alan, I love this, right? Like, national championship quarterback at Alabama. Here's number 50. Go play quarterback. And this is Bill Belichick, and Key knows this all too well. He wants his rookies humbled and focusing on the things that matter. I remember one time asking him, you know, why do you do this? And he said, you know, it's not about the number. It's not about the gloves that you wear, the color of your gloves. He just wants them focused on football. And I've asked the rookies that have come in, like, what is it like when you go to your locker and you see a non-traditional number? And it's basically, to them, they say, a reminder, we have to earn our place on the team.
Mike, when you look at the Patriots and all the moves that they made in the offseason, whether it's through free agency or even in the draft, the one name that I think a lot of people are skipping over, which it becomes the most important position on the offensive side of the ball, outside of quarterback, is at left tackle. They made a trade to get Trent Brown back from the Raiders because of what?
So, Big Trent is played his best football for the Patriots in 2018 when they won that Super Bowl over the Rams. And they just looked at it as great value to get him back on a reduced contract. And, you know, I think we saw in the Super Bowl, Keyshawn, when the Chiefs' offensive line wasn't, you know, in a good place, what it did to their offense. So the whole idea is we're going to try to build this thing back up. Well, the foundation of the house is that offensive line. And so you got Trent Brown. They're probably going to put him at right tackle. You have Isaiah Wynn at left tackle and then a strong interior. And that might be the strongest part of their offense as they sort of work through the quarterback stuff we were talking about.
Do you think at all that they'll be in play for Julio Jones at all at any moment?
So I love it. I love the topic, and people are very interested in this here. And I would say financially they can do it, and that's the biggest part of this as I sort of talk to people around this is can you absorb the $15 million salary? Because a lot of teams don't have that cap space, or they would have to really work to create it. Patriots have it. My sense is, would they love to have Julio? Of course. Who wouldn't? But do they really need to have Julio? And I don't sense that they're like, we need this. Like they
yes,
brought
they
in Nelson Aguilar.
Yes, they need
you
it.
You think so?
Nelson Aguilar is not a healthy Julio Jones,
no.
And I love my Trojan compadre.
Course he isn't.
But yes, they need it in the worst way. Mike, you know as well as all of us that's sitting here. When was the last time the Patriots had an alpha dog, backside X receiver that stands 6'4" or bigger?
Randy?
Yes.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, Randy brings back such great memories watching him. Look, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think the thought here is financially – like, you're going to have to move things around, right, a little bit. Like, you can take him in, but you might have to release a Stephon Gilmore or trade him just because the money's a factor key, you know? And then the age and the injury, like, you are taking some risk there. I do think that the trade compensation, like, I don't think that's as much of a hurdle for them. So I would think Bill will be sniffing around it to see where the market is. Is it a second-round pick? Is it a first-round pick? Conditional pick? And if it's a bargain, and Key, you know Bill likes bargains, you know, I could see him being in on that if that's what it is.
That is something, obviously, to keep an eye on because wouldn't it be great to have one Alabama quarterback throwing to a former Alabama wide receiver?
Oh, God,
Key,
stop.
You just wanted to see that.
You really wanted to get my reaction. Don't pay attention to that. Stop.
Mike.
Or an Auburn guy going to an Alabama
great guy. Auburn guy. That's what Auburn, I was like. Wait a minute.
Mike, great stuff as always. Enjoy the weekend. Take care.
All right, thanks.
Mike Reese on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. KJZ presented by Progressive Insurance. So you heard what he said about Mac Jones, his impressions so far of him. What about a teammate? So listen to this. One of his new teammates, Kendrick Bourne, right, a wide receiver with the Patriots, said this about his early impressions of Mac Jones.
Good energy. Awesome guy, man. You can tell he's happy to be here, comes to work, and, you know, you just could feel his energy and his leadership already. He has a swag to him that I didn't know that he had at first. You know, he's out there confident, and that's what you need in a quarterback and in all our players. You know, you got to have confidence. So he's come in with that, and I feel like that's going to take him a long way.
He's got a swag, Key.
Your face.
Yeah.
Your face. Fix your face, Key. Fix your face.
I'm not sure what Kendrick is talking about when he says swag.
So this is what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
When you're complimenting your teammate, you sometimes get a little word vomit, right?
Okay.
Swag is synonymous with a positive trait.
Okay.
I would
educate me.
I'm just going to bat for Kendrick Bourne here because I think if we had to go swag, Cam versus Mac, you already know.
Yeah,
that's
swag. Like, what type of swag are we talking about? Because that doesn't register to me.
Mac has a Vineyard Vines kind of swag.
It's a different kind of swag, all right? It's still swag. And I had to look Kendrick Bourne up and be like, that dude.
You had to look him up.
I know the 49ers. He played for the Niners, and they brought him over in free agency.
But how does he define
swag? I needed to know what region, what city
was he
from?
We're doing this.
I mean,
and they came up Portland, Oregon. I'm like, oh, man.
There are swaggier places than others, for sure.
I'm like, come on, seriously?
But let's not harp on that one small four-letter word. right? Yeah. It's the confidence of a rookie coming in, knowing that you are competing against the guy that is the popularity vote, should be the favorite, and people want to see get the start.
Mac shouldn't fold his tent by no stretch of the imagination.
True. Uh-huh.
It's just that I've seen this movie so many times with veteran players.
What do you mean movie? What movie
veteran
have you seen?
Players that people think they don't have gas left in the tank.
Ooh, talk to them.
Whatever reason. And a rookie comes in, and because they say this rookie was drafted at a certain spot, they're going to play him. They're going to do this at some point in time. It's like, no, Cam Newton's only 31 years old. Cam
talk
Newton is not 38 years old.
Talk to him, Keith.
You know what I'm saying? And so you kind of get lost in this Cam last season only threw 8 touchdowns. Yes, because they scrapped the game plan based on everything around him. They were not going to put him in harm's way by having him drop back and get hit every single time. So, therefore, they said, well, let's try to win this way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they drafted a quarterback for the future. Doesn't mean that he's going to play this season. This season. He may play next season, the season after. It depends on how well Cam does. And then when you look at the contract situation, because a lot of people bring up the contract about the money.
Relatively
it's not
cheap.
That much. It's cheap, yeah. Yada, yada, yada. They wanted to spend money on other guys. They're not going to pay a quarterback crazy money right now.
They spent $165 million, right? Isn't that
it was
it
a lot.
In free agency?
It was a lot of money to get all the players to surround them so that they can be successful. And I don't think people really realize that. It's more about, well, they didn't want to give Cam the money and they didn't want to give him a long-term deal. I wouldn't give him a long-term deal either. You give him a one-year deal and you see where it goes from there with everything around him, much like Mike said. He looks a little bit different in OTAs than he did a year ago.
Yeah, and he has talked about how challenging last year was for him.
Absolutely.
Right? In terms between COVID, between the Patriot way in which the train keeps moving with or without you. Mm-hmm. Like, I do wish that people really had the full conversation when they talk about Cam's last year. Like, he COVID, unhealthy, missed games, the whole bit. Like, this is not a guy who is in his sunset. Now, I will ask you this, Key.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be a little... Not that Cam needs motivation. Is this going to be a little Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers draft kind of situation?
No, because Aaron Rodgers threw for 4,500 yards, 20, I think it was like 28 touchdowns, like 3 interceptions, and they drafted Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Cam Newton wasn't near that last year. So drafting a quarterback for the future makes all the sense in the world. There's no question about it. Cam is playing for this year and this year only, and he knows it. He's on a one-year deal, a tryout for not just the New England Patriots, but let's call it 20 other teams in the National Football League.
Okay.
But again, he's only 31 years old.
Plenty of time.
And then people say, well, injuries. He's not injury prone. Prior to the 2019 season, he only had missed 7 games out of 119 games. Think about that. He missed 7 games prior to the 2019 season.
But since then?
I mean, COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
COVID's a big deal.
And COVID was huge.
Yeah.
It was a huge deal. We don't know because obviously we're not out there. It hasn't affected us whatever reason.
Obviously, the concern is as he gets older and the way he plays worry about is can he, you know, will he have that same durability?
But let me say this to you.
Go ahead.
I almost called you popcorn.
where did that come from?
Buttercup?
I need that story.
I was
okay.
about to say Buttercup. Buttercup.
His injuries are not injuries based on him and the style he played. You understand what I'm saying? His injuries was in the pocket.
I understand.
His injuries was in the pocket.
So key. Yeah.
Not
so
running
protection
the football.
Protection is a big deal. Monica, we'll table this for a minute, but we want to move on to some other stuff. But, you know, that is also something, if it's any other organization, you feel like, oh, well, you draft this guy first round, you better play him. Patriots don't operate under any other pressure other internal.
They do not.
But as we talk about the AFC East, one quarterback, let's talk about another one in the AFC East, because this is kind of funny, and it's something that, it's a Friday, it's a holiday weekend, let's have some fun, and we want to involve you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Take a listen to rookie quarterback Zach Wilson with the Jets, who was asked about his experience now from Utah, moving to New York now and experiencing life in New York. And one of them being, of course, as we all know here, well, the driving is a little bit different in the New York, New Jersey area.
You know, there's definitely some aggressive drivers here, that's for sure. Getting used to that, you know, getting cut off about everywhere you go. You know, but really it's, you know, I feel like I'm at home. I don't feel homesick. I don't feel like I'm, you know, missing anything or, you know, I'm having a blast. And I think, you know, the coaches and the players just make it easy to fit in and get going with everything.
That's great stuff. But Diana Russini retweeted this video and said, sorry.
Diana, are you telling on your own driving?
Well, that's what it basically is. So the question we have for everyone is, what's the worst thing about your city? Like, if somebody was coming to your city, they're new, the worst thing that you want to let them know, like, listen, you know, like maybe the Jersey people would say the driving, it's aggressive. Like, for me in New York, I would warn people, everyone's out of 10. Don't take it personal. We're just all out of 10. We can't help it. Nobody dials it back. So it's not about you. It's about everybody's out of 10. Key, L.A.?
Everybody is somebody. Everybody is somebody.
Monica, you're from the D.C. area?
There's plenty to choose from, but I went with tourists because tourists in D.C. are where work is. And so it's really kind of frustrating as they mosey down the street to see the cherry blossoms and you're trying to get somewhere. Right. It's kind of annoying.
Everybody's a tourist. And get you're out like, the way. I need to get places.
And not everybody in D.C. is anywhere near the White House, just for the record. Please, we don't just hang out with the president. Like, that's not how it works.
Not everybody works for the government, too. That's the other thing.
Come on, man.
Yeah. No, that is certainly the thing about our certain cities, where we're from. What about you? Again, 888. Say ESPN, 888-729-3776, at Key and KJNZ, also on Twitter. The worst thing about your city that you would forewarn someone you care about, because sometimes you just like, not everything's great, just to see them go through it. But no, I would say if you care about somebody, how would you warn them? So we'll take your calls on that. Have some fun with it. Plus, what call will the Bears make in week 1? That is next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.